Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Nepal and China signed 9 different memorandum of understandings. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi hold cordial meeting. Minister Yi hands over key of Pokhara Regional International Airport to Prime Minister Deoba. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba assures free and fair election on slated date, and Rossa announces end of first phase of war in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Nepal and China have signed 9 different memorandum of understandings on mutual cooperation at the presence of Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi today. The memorandum of understanding related to financial and technical support was signed by Finance Secretary Madhukumar Marasani on behalf of Nepal, while Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Anqi signed the memorandum of understanding on behalf of China. Likewise, the MOU on the feasibility study of transmission lines was signed by Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Devendra Karki, and Chinese Ambassador Anqi on behalf of their respective countries. Similarly, Secretary at the Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry, Niru Dahal Pandey, and Chinese Ambassador Anqi signed a Memorandum of Understanding on running agriculture development projects in Nepal. Likewise, a memorandum of understanding related to the feasibility study of Nepal-China Railway and handover of Aranico Highway and a letter of exchange related to the export of goods produced in Nepal to China was also signed by both sides. Similarly, the service to be provided by Chinese health workers in Nepal was also signed by both sides. Earlier today, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi met at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers in Singapore today. The meeting between the two ministers focused on Nepal-China relations, their mutual welfare and concerns, and other issues at national, regional and the international levels. On the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka thanked the Chinese government for providing medical equipment and COVID-19 vaccines during the pandemic. He also reiterated Nepal's firm commitment to One China policy. Minister Dr. Khadka drew the attention of the Chinese Foreign Minister about the reopening the blocked transit points along Nepal-China border. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a cordial meeting at Balotar this evening. Prime Minister's Secretariat said that the Chinese Foreign Minister handed over a symbolic key of the Pokhara International Airport to Prime Minister Deoba. The airport has been constructed on a Chinese concessional loan of 22 billion rupees from Exim Bank of China. According to the project officials, 93% construction of the Pokhara Regional Airport has been completed. The Chinese construction company, CAMCE, will hand over the infrastructure of the airport to Nepali authorities following the completion of its main construction work and mechanical connection. As per the schedule unveiled by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi will meet President Vidyadevi Bhandari tomorrow. After holding separate meetings with CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Chinese Minister Wang Yi and his entourage will return home tomorrow. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that the local level election would be held on the slated date. Inaugurating the reconstructed Bhimsen Temple at Patan in Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Deuba shared that the government has started necessary preparations to hold the local polls. He further said that the incumbent government has the task of holding three levels of election in a free and fairless environment. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says strengthening national unity is the need of the hour. Addressing the 14th Annual General Assembly of the BP Memorial Hospital in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deuba said national unity is needed to institutionalize the Federal Democratic Republic. Stating that the government is committed to providing basic health services to all citizens, the Prime Minister claimed that it has got success in preventing and controlling COVID-19. He also urged all political parties to help in safeguarding and implementing the constitution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said an electoral alliance would be made in the local level election on the basis of necessity and justification. Also, the government spokesperson, Minister Karki, said there would be friendly competition in many places and alliances would be forged as per the need. The communication minister also urged all to be confident and the local level election would be held on the slated date in a peaceful and fearless manner. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has claimed that the first phase of its military operation in Ukraine was mostly complete and that it would focus on fully liberating eastern Ukraine's Donbas region. The announcement appeared to indicate that Russia may be switching to more limited goals after running into fierce Ukrainian resistance in the first month of the war. Head of the Russian General Staff's main operational directorate, Sergei Rutskoy, said the combat potential of the armed forces of Ukraine had been considerably reduced and now they could focus on the liberation of Donbas. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has met two Ukrainian ministers in the first face-to-face talks between the US President and top Kiev officials since the Russian invasion began. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kubela and Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov met U.S. President Biden at a hotel in Warsaw today as a gesture of growing confidence in war. Biden has been in Poland since Friday and is also meeting his Polish counterpart Andrzej Duda. He is set to deliver a major speech about the conflict later today. About two dozen mainly female protesters gathered close to Taliban's Ministry of Education on Saturday morning, calling on the group to reopen girls' secondary schools. The Taliban have been widely condemned for issuing a last-minute U-turn earlier this week, ordering them to close schools for girls. Meantime, the U.S. State Department cancelled meetings with the group and had been scheduled to take place in Qatar. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and China signed 9 different memorandum of understanding. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi hold cordial meeting. Minister Yi hands over key of Pokhara Regional International Airport to Prime Minister Deuba. Prime Minister Deuba shows free and fair election on slated date, and Russia announces end of first phase of war in Ukraine. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadunepal.gov.lp for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.